Johann Sebastian Bach, the man who wrote the Brandenburg Concertos.
I was one of Germany's greatest musicians and composers. I could play the organ, violin, flute, and harpsichord, and many other instruments. I also composed many different kinds of music. I was born on the 21st of March, 1685, in Eisenach, Germany, and I was the youngest of eight children. My family was very musical. My father was director of the Eisenach musicians, and he could play the violin and the harpsichord. Three of my uncles were professional musicians, and one of them showed me how to play the organ. This instrument became very important in my life. Unfortunately, my parents both died when I was only 9 years old. As a result, I was sent to live with my older brother, Johann Christoph, and his family. But I was fortunate because Johann Christoph was a musician, and he continued to teach me the organ and the harpsichord. He also gave me music by well-known German composers to copy. This helped me to learn a lot about composing music. I watched my brother playing the organ, and I learned a lot from him. Soon, I could compose music and play many instruments. I was also an excellent singer. So, I sang in my school's choir. My teachers told me I was very talented at music. In 1700, I won a scholarship to study at St. Michael's School in Lüneburg. When I arrived at St. Michael's, I was asked to join the school choir. This was an honor, because the choir only accepted the most talented students. At weekends, I visited churches and listened to the finest German organ music. After I left St. Michael's in 1703, I got a job in Weimar as a court musician. But the work was boring. However, I still gave performances in churches, and people told me that I was a very good organist. As a result, I was soon employed as an organist for the people of Arnstadt. This position gave me a regular salary, and I had time to compose my own music. Arnstadt was also close to my hometown. But I knew I needed to develop my talents. So, I decided to leave Arnstadt for a short time to study with the famous organist Dietrich Buxtehude in Lübeck. While I was there, I used the time to hear Buxtehude play as much as possible. I went to the evening concerts where his cantatas were performed. When I arrived back in Arnstadt, I had a lot of new ideas, which I started writing into my music. During this time, I also fell in love with a lady called Maria Barbara. We spent many hours together, and soon we decided to marry. I needed to earn more money, because I wanted to get married and have children. So, in 1707, I accepted a job as organist in Mulhausen. There, I started making a collection of the best organ music. I also trained the choir and started a new orchestra. Our first performance, Gott ist mein König, God is my King, was given for the new town council. A year later, I was asked by the Duke of Weimar to join his court chamber musicians. I accepted the job, and Maria and I moved to Weimar. In 1714, the Duke appointed me as director of music. I had a good salary, and my wife was happy in our new home. We decided to start a family, but unfortunately, only 4 of our 7 children survived infancy. I made many good friends at Weimar. They included the scholar Johann Matthias Gessner. During this very busy and very creative time, I began to love Italian music. I spent many hours listening to the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, and Torelli. I also wrote the little organ book to help students who were learning to play the organ. In 1717, I was offered the job of director of music by Leopold, Prince of Anhalt-Köthen. I decided to accept the job, and I told the Duke of Weimar I was leaving. But the Duke wasn't happy, and we argued. As a result, I was sent to prison for a month. It was a very cold and unhappy experience. But I knew that I'd made the right decision. I was in charge of an orchestra of 18 men, and I was paid a good salary at Köthen. I also had time to compose music. The prince was a talented musician, and we enjoyed playing together. During my time in Köthen, I wrote the Brandenburg concertos and wrote 6 works for the cello. Life was good, and the prince often asked his orchestra to join him on his long journeys. But while I was travelling with him, I received some terrible news. My wife had died suddenly from an illness. I grieved for Maria Barbara very much, and I was very unhappy. I also had to look after my children alone, so I didn't have much time for my music. The next year, Prince Leopold asked me to compose some cantatas to celebrate his birthday. Singers from nearby courts were invited to perform these works. One of them was a talented singer called Anna Magdalena, who was 19 years old. We fell in love, so I asked her to marry me. With Anna Magdalena, I had 13 more children, but only 6 of them survived infancy. I was lucky because Anna Magdalena was a wonderful mother to all my children. In 1723, I was offered a new position as director of music at St. Thomas's School in Leipzig. I became director of music for the churches in the town, too. It was my job for the next 27 years. As well as teaching school subjects, I had to organize music for the town. I also had to teach students how to play instruments so they could perform in the orchestra. But there was still enough time to compose my music. During my time in Leipzig, I wrote my cantata cycles, violin and harpsichord concertos, and many other works. In 1729, I was appointed director of the Leipzig Collegium Musicum. Our group performed twice a week at Zimmermann's Coffee House on Catherine Street. I continued to write music and wrote many of my masterpieces. These included the canonic variations and the musical offering, and my Mass in B minor. My last great work used all the skills I had learned as a composer. It was called The Art of the Fugue. By now, I was becoming an old man. My hair had become grey, and my eyesight was weak from working in bad light. I had 2 operations on my eyes. While I was recovering, I spent my last 2 months in a dark room. I used this time to finish a last chorale prelude. On the 27th of July, 1750, I woke up and I could see well again. But later that day, I suffered a stroke and I died that evening.